Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
It's good to have options when choosing healthcare. Even better to have the right option. Like the right option for you. The right option for your family. A healthcare that aligns with your faith and your beliefs. We know you want a program that brings you and your community together. With Share Healthcare, that's all possible. Share Healthcare is bringing families all across America together to share in each other's medical expenses. Find out more at sharehealthcare.com. That's sharehealthcare.com.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borwell here in this community with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home, and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandra Gari. Motor Chala Jodho Mani. And you can see the borewell that we have put here, and it's giving water for the people. Tell him.
Hallelujah!
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 Thank you very much, Pastor Greg, and thank you very much to Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you. Thank you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I've got a great, really great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number three, Professor Wilfred Riley from the Kentucky State University will be with us. We'll be talking about the statues being torn down and the statues being erected and just the insanity of rewriting history and then putting up these objects and calling them art. It's really quite interesting, all to seemingly promote just a racist dialogue. Anyway, we'll get into that with Professor Riley. He's got some great articles up, by the way, at National Review black white supremacy is not really a thing in 2023, and BLM's bloody bill comes due. Must reads, in my opinion, at National Review by Wilfred Riley. Let's see, what else do we have? We have Tieran Rose Mandelberger be with us. We'll be talking about the fake news and censorship as it continues. Also coming up on the program today, Rick Manning and I will be diving in. He'll be back with me. And we'll talk a little bit more in depth about all of this, the CCP, the items in the air. I don't know if you've been watching this, but there have been these major spillages that have taken place, one in Ohio, and then last night, another one in Arizona. Hazardous waste being dumped, roadways having to be cleared, train axles breaking. There's a lot of very interesting things taking place. We'll talk to Rick about some of that stuff coming up. Donna Jackson is with me, and we will explore Black History Month. Is it to divide us or unite us? I'll choose the latter. So we'll talk about that coming up. And you would be surprised, by the way, that there are months of celebration. And you know, there is even, let me see here, I got to find it. There is even a Polish-American Heritage Month. There is. Yes, Polish American Heritage Month, and that is in October, of course, around, you know, the Oktoberfest and so forth, and sausages and all that kind of great fun food. David Shostokas joins me. David, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Listen, I got a text from Frank. Frank says he's in the waiting room.
In the waiting room.
You should be able to let him into the.
I don't see a waiting room. No, I turned that off. That's why you were able to just jump in. Oh, you know what? I bet he's in the wrong one. I bet he's in the older one. Yep. I bet he may be in the older one. Although it shouldn't have that either. But let me. I've copied the invite link. Tell him I'm going to resend it by email.
Okay. I will do that. Then we'll move along and wait for as we.
Yeah. Tell him I'm resending the Zoom link by email for this Zoom link for him to jump in.
Okay, great.
And I will be watching closely to make sure that we don't have any issues. But yeah, no, I'm looking at the bottom of the screen, and the person in a waiting room would be in the chat area, and I don't see one. I just see two participants.
Okay, I sent that in. I just sent him a note to look for it.
Okay.
And so
no problem. And then the purpose behind that conversation, there is an article at firefighternation.com, folks, that you can reference to. But Frank Rieke, the president of the New Haven Firefighters and battalion chief, will be with us. And he was the lead plaintiff in the landmark Supreme Court case, Rieke versus DiStefano. And has lectured at the Reagan Library on civil rights. He appeared on the PBS four-part series, The United States Constitution. He's an advisory board member of the Penwell Fire Group. And he'll be joining us here shortly.
Very good. Yeah, Frank and I have collaborated on a couple of things, Greg. One of which is the article that you mentioned at Firefighter Nation, and it last week you and I were together. We started to talk a little bit about oaths and what they should mean, mm-hmm. and how it is that people unfortunately are violating them day in and day out these days. And it's a different world than the world in which the founders wrote oaths into the Constitution. There's a couple of places where oaths are in the Constitution, one of which, of course, is something most folks are familiar with, because the president takes an oath to support, protect and defend the Constitution. And yet it's the only specific oath written into the Constitution. But there's another place in the Constitution that requires almost anybody, almost every American, to take an oath regarding the Constitution. And Frank and I have did that, and we did it specifically in relationship to firemen. Firemen are actually required to take an oath to the Constitution, and that's because of Article 6. And so Frank and I worked on that, and hopefully we'll get him joining in. I sent him a text saying that you sent him a fresh link, and texted back. Great.
Yep, I did, and I just resent it again just to be sure. So, so it's doubly sent.
Okay, doubly sent.
Yeah.
So I sent him the notice. For this first time, we'll have multiple people while I'm on. It's always a challenge to do something the first time from a technical standpoint.
I've had as many as five on at once, so everything should be fine, and that's one of the reasons why I click off the waiting room to make sure so people get when, and that's why I use specific links for each program and for each segment, so then that way I don't have any cross traffic.
All right, excellent.
There he is.
And guess what?
And good morning, Frank. Welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I've already made your introduction, so I welcome you to the program, and we want to get into talking about those. And David, you were just mentioning about, you know, the different landscape that we're in. I guess let's start with the background on that, and then I've got some questions, because I think that it speaks a lot to what you and I talk about often, and what I've shared about the kinds of individuals that we need to have as representatives who understand the significance of these oaths, and that there is a higher power, that they are before God going to be held accountable for those oaths.
Yeah, I think it is important. This is something that people really should know. I think these days, of course, more recently, we've got this Brunson matter that's going on, where this group of brothers are challenging actions of the Congress in relationship to certifying the 2020 election, and the fact that they may very well have not lived up to their oaths. And I think people will understand that kind of thing better if they understand what oaths are about. But if I may, Greg, before we do that, because I just mentioned in passing something about the Supreme Court, I think it would be a little bit worthwhile to hear how it was that Frank was before the Supreme Court.
Frank, go ahead and share with us your story, if you'd be so kind.
Thanks for having me on, and it's great to be here to talk about oaths, because one of the issues we see is people nowadays lie under oath. It's one of the problems that we have in society, and then they want you to lie based off their lies. And the issue that brought the Ritchie case before the United States Supreme Court was the firefighters in New Haven, lieutenants and captains, we took a test for promotion, and the political price for complying with the Constitution and the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act was too high. So they decided they weren't going to promote anyone, and they just wanted to scrap it and go back to the drawing board and have us take a new test. Essentially, Pastor, it's what's occurring in America now is the word equity, and it's becoming the new code word for gimmick schemes and quotas. We need to get back to the truth And if the city of New Haven told the truth from the beginning, there wouldn't have been a Richie case.
Well, it's obviously we're talking too about the difference between equality and equity. And, you know, our country was founded on the idea of equality. And I'm going to talk about this a little bit later in the program, but, you know, it's Black History Month. And so slavery is always brought up. But what's forgotten is that 20 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the United States of America voted to stop the importation of slavery. No more slaves were allowed to enter this country.
That's accurate, Greg. And that was actually built into the original Constitution. That 20 years after the ratification, the international slave trade would be banned by the United States of America. And there's a variety of other kinds of things that our country put in motion. What many people don't know or don't even think about is the Northwest Ordinance of 1787 that banned slavery in all the new territory that was acquired from Britain in the Revolution. So there's a long history of the founders actually putting in motion the things to do away with that. And, of course, there's a variety of other things in regards to history. You referenced the article that Frank and I put together. One of the more interesting things of that was we know how Ben Franklin was such a smart guy and had his fingers into everything. Ben Franklin is the founder of the American Fire Service. I think it's a great story for Frank to share with us as a precursor to the firefighters.
All right, so let's take a quick break, and then we'll bring that in right after this quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. Frank Ricci, president of the New Haven Firefighters, and David Shostokas, our regular guest and constitutional originist.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solutions Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to be here, of course, each and every Wednesday. David Shostokas, our constitutional originalist, and joining us is Frank Ritchie, the president of New Haven Firefighters. And so, Ben Franklin, tell me a little bit about that, and then we'll let Frank fill in pieces from there.
Well, strangely enough, I think we're going to let the firefighter talk about the founding of the fire service in America. Ben Franklin had his fingers in almost everything that we live today, and this is one of them. Frank, why don't you share that with us?
Ben Franklin was, you know, the American. I mean, there wasn't anything that he didn't do. That he was kind of the statesman that brought it all together. But Ben Franklin early on understood that there was a need, that goodwill alone wouldn't carry the day. He knew that when a fire happened or if invaded, there needed to be a way to call the citizens to attention. So it was the fire bell that not only rang for fire, but also rang for colonialists to bring arms. So he organized the first fire company in Philadelphia. And if you look back on our historical teachings and readings, you're going to see that the fire hall was probably third in line from the church, then the tavern, then the fire hall in organizing citizens for the revolution. So fire was a threat to the entire colony. And as the colonies grew, Ben Franklin had the wherewithal to say there needed to be a plan in place. We couldn't just do this by happenstance as structures got placed closer and closer together.
And it's, you know, again, a lot of people also refer to Benjamin Franklin as, well, he was just, you know, a kind of a deist and, you know, and what have you. But Ben Franklin made it pretty clear that he had a very, very deep sense of faith. And I think that plays a large role in the foundation that he laid in each of these entities that he was engaged in bringing together.
Yeah, that's accurate. And one of the things that actually brought Frank and I together was a fond belief or an understanding and sense of the importance of history, and that kind of came together, and we wound up doing some writing together as a result of that that brought together some of the history of the fire service. And frankly, I did not know till I was involved with working with Frank about Ben Franklin's aspects of this. But then the whole situation with oaths came up in discussion, and firefighters have to take an oath because of the United States Constitution. You know, that's something that people don't understand. And it's not just firefighters, but it's everybody that's involved in government in so many ways. And one of that comes from the oath requirement that's in Article 6 of the Constitution, Clause 3, that requires everybody in it, both the executive and judicial branches of the government around the country, to take an oath to support and defend the United States Constitution. There was a couple of reasons for that, one of which is what the understanding of oaths were to the founders. Most people these days, as Frank mentioned it earlier, unfortunately, people will take an oath and it will be utterly meaningless to them. It doesn't, and they just go ahead and do what they're going to do, and it's sort of a perfunctory situation. But when they created the oath requirement back in 1789 as part of the United States Constitution, understanding of oaths was completely different. Most importantly, you know, in witnesses in courts and we see on TV, you know, the people swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and people go, I do. Strangely enough, oath wasn't the part where you're promising the community to tell the truth, wasn't the most important part of the understanding. The most important part then was the fact that you were taking an oath to God to tell the truth. God to tell the truth. And that was a crucial difference, because the penalty for lying, you know, as much as bad as it would be if you were going to be prosecuted for perjury or be prosecuted for not following your oath, those are temporal penalties. The big idea between that and so help me God was that you were facing eternal damnation if you were to invoke God's name and lie. And that was something that was important to people, and so help me God wound up in the Constitution. I might also mention one last point.
Well, we've got 20 seconds. 20 seconds.
Oh. All right. There's also the option to affirm as opposed to swear, but that was put in for the Quakers, not because they had a problem with doing something to making a promise to God, but rather that their reading of the Bible prohibited the way you could actually make a promise to God.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. God. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back right after this brief break.
To drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Let's see. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my pleasure again to be joined by David Shostokas, our constitutional originalist, and Frank Ritchie, retired president of the New Haven Firefighters. And so, David, let me throw it to you. And you were talking about affirmations. Share a little bit more about that, and then Frank, I believe you have a quote for us from Noah Webster we'd like to hear. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, there's two places in the Constitution where they talk about oaths. One, of course, is the presidential oath in Article 2, and then there's the Article 6 presence of oaths that require everybody, essentially, around the country who assumes a position in government in either the executive or the judicial branches, and that's what's covered by that. There's a separate provision regarding legislators to solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States. But the both provisions always say solemnly swear or affirm. But people seem to think that if somebody affirms as opposed to swear and say, so help me God, they are doing something other than making a promise to God. And that's just not true. That wasn't the understanding in 1776, 1787, in that time frame. And we'll give Frank an opportunity to explain some of that in a minute. But when they would say affirm, that was because of a particular biblical interpretation that the Quakers had then that prohibited an actual physical swearing and using God's name in that situation, but it was still nevertheless a promise to God that had had eternal consequences as opposed to temporal consequences. Very, very important. But in terms of the understanding of the founders, of course, we often refer to the writings of Noah Webster, and I think Frank knows some background on that.
Well, Noah Webster was, you know, a famous New Havener, went to Yale, and he was friends with Washington, and he was friends with James Madison. And I think it's important, as time goes on, words evolve in our culture. So having a snapshot in time of what the words meant in these founding documents, I think is critical and essential to really bringing understanding. And I'll lead with Webster's last line about an oath before I go into his full definition. But his last line is, a false oath is called perjury. So in society today, we know that perjury is lying, but the definition of perjury is simply a false oath. And how he captures this word is he says it's a solemn affirmation or dedication or declaration made with an appeal to God for truth of what is affirmed. The appeal to God is an oath. It implies that a person, I can't even pronounce that word. I'm going to need a legal scholar. His vengeance, and he renounces his favor in that declaration if it's false, or if the declaration is a promise, the person invokes the vengeance of God if he shall not or fail to fulfill it. So essentially, you got to remember, back in the 1700s, an oath was about putting your sacred honor on the line. I mean, if somebody challenged your honor back then, they could challenge you to a duel. That's how serious we took raising your hand and saying we are here to defend the Constitution and pledge.
Well, and let me just add, David, to support again what you were saying about the Quakers, the verse that I believe that they were referencing is James 5:12 that says, "But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea and your nay be nay." So it wasn't saying, you know, that you're not going to take an oath. What it was saying is that you don't need to take an oath, because what you say you're going to do, you better do. And then here's the warning, lest ye fall into condemnation. Well, where's that condemnation coming from? It's coming from God. And you know, there may be those that will argue and say, oh, well, you know, we don't believe in God. Listen, you may not believe in the wind, but I'm going to tell you something. When you step out on a windy day and it knocks you on your butt, guess what? You just got woke up to the fact there's wind there. I'm just seriously telling you, God exists and he doesn't need you to validate his existence. And we need as a nation to get back to that moral high ground so that we can bring our country back to the place it needs to be. And that's why this oath conversation, to me, is so significantly important.
That's exactly right. And I think it's important for people to the portions that you just shared, to understand if somebody affirms as opposed to swears, the consequences understood at the time that this was put into the Constitution was, as Webster said, or as the condemnation that the Quakers would refer to. So there's really not a significant difference between "so help me God" and "I do solemnly affirm." There was no difference when it was written at the time that it was written. Yeah. These days we now utilize it. They say, "Well, you don't have to swear if you don't believe in God or whatever," and so you affirm instead. And that's why what Frank was talking about regarding language is so very ultimately important. To be able to understand the language of the time, that something that we live our lives by was understood by the people that wrote it in the first place.
Well, let me turn this question to Frank relative to this, because as a firefighter, you know, when everybody else is running away from the situation, you're going in. And isn't it significant to know that the guys that you're going in with are the kinds of guys that are not going to quit, give up, not have your back, so to speak, in the midst of that significant situation?
Well, the one thing that the American Fire Service has demonstrated to the public time and time again is that the fire service won't quit. There's not a firefighter that I know that wouldn't make their spouse a widow or their kids parentless for the community they serve. So we know we all take the oath, and we take the oath not only to God, we take the oath to the Constitution, but we also take an oath to each other that, you know, we'll lay down our lives for our friends. Our whole goal is to save somebody from that horrible fate. And I have a lot of respect for not only firefighters, but also our police officers who put themselves in harm's way every day and they just don't know what they're going to face.
And that comes from, go ahead, David.
We are speaking, by the way, Greg, at the moment, and Frank is way too modest to mention any of this, but with an actual firefighting hero, he has, in fact, run into burning buildings. He has, in fact, been crawling on a floor that collapsed. He carries with him injuries from those kinds of activities. It's not somebody that's just a writer or just putting this out there. When you ask about people, he's had people's backs, and he's had people who've had his back in some extraordinarily difficult circumstances. The event that we had talked about that goes on in Indianapolis in April, to see some of the films and movies of things that actually took place. These are very, very special people. And these people, when they take an oath, they take an oath in the 18th century fashion. You know, it's that important. As role models for the rest of us, it's just incredible.
And Frank, just to be clear, that was my point. My point was, is that, you know, for folks to understand how important these oaths are to the firefighters, to the police officers, to these people who serve. And I took it. I'm a veteran. So I took, you're welcome. I took that oath as well. And you still live it out. I mean, once you take it, it doesn't end. It's part of your psyche. It's part of your mindset. And I think that as a follower of Christ, as a believer, you understand that too. I mean, it's the reason I threw myself across the car to save my daughter's life and died four times. It's the reason I'm in a wheelchair today, because I, you know, laying down your life for those that God has given you responsibility for. Well, that's just what you do. That's part of it. In my mind, that's part of it. And we answer to God before we answer to man. I opened
very,
the floor.
Very, yeah. Well said. Very well said. And I want to make one thing clear about oaths, and it's really where my relationship with Dave started, is that if you're going to swear an oath to something, at least have the wherewithal to know what's in it and to understand what's in it. And what Dave provides through his writings, because that's how I came to know Dave, was actually reading his writings. It wasn't about indoctrination. It was about history and what does these founding documents mean. And I mean, that's something that I really took away, to understand that the Declaration of Independence is the principles of our country. The Constitution is our structure. And then the Bill of Rights is that third act. So Dave really encompasses that in a way where that's the type of education we need in our school system instead of what the garbage we're seeing today.
Well, and that's one of the big reasons why I love to have him on my program, so we can get into these conversations. And look, the reality is you don't always necessarily get the answer that you may even want, but you get the right answer. And that's what's so important. We're going to take a quick break again. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are? Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected, and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm so excited to have again with me, as he is each and every Wednesday, David Chistokas, our constitutional originalist, and to be introduced and really pleased to be meeting Frank Ritchie, who is retired president of the New Haven Firefighters, and he is also a member of a conservative think tank now. And what's the name of that organization, Frank?
I work for the Yankee Institute, working on state and national labor issues.
Outstanding. Well, thank you. Thank you for your continued service to our nation in the pursuit of maintaining and restoring our constitutional republic, which is certainly in tatters at the moment, but we're all fighting to get us back there. David, let me let you get us back on path, and then yes, and then we'll and then yeah and
the
then
focus,
we'll
the focus of the show actually has been kind of an understanding of oaths and what an oath means and what it meant to the founders. And they wrote that into the Constitution in Article 6. And they said that, everybody that assumes an executive authority or assumes a judicial authority or legislative authority, whether it's local or state or federal, has to take an oath as part of their part of launching upon the office to support the Constitution. There's something important that was meant to do. Because if even as late as 1787, and we've had the Revolution, and we had a war that we fought together for almost 9 years, still, in those days, more often than not, when John Adams would talk about my country, John Adams was talking about Massachusetts. When Jefferson would say my country or whatnot, he was talking about Virginia. The loyalties were often in those days developed over several hundred years to their new states, previously colonies. The idea,
Dave, to your point there, that to just send it home, our listeners are probably familiar with the first political illustration that was put forth in America was done by Ben Franklin, which was the snake that was broken up that actually had the colonies that had the statement "join or die." To speaking exactly what you're saying, people had allegiance to Virginia, Connecticut. They viewed it as New England at the time. But so you're 100% right.
And that was the purpose, the prime purpose of Article 6 was to create a sense of a nation that everybody who took an oath. Yeah, I was thinking while I was getting prepared to discuss this, Greg's in Texas, you're in Connecticut, I'm in Illinois. And as it turns out, because of Article 6, I've taken an oath 8 different times to support the Constitution, whether as an office holder or admission to the bar, member of the judicial branch. Greg, as a veteran, has taken an oath to the Constitution. You, as a firefighter in other capacities, an oath to the Constitution. The idea was to see to it that there was that glue, that there was some glue so that the allegiance was not to Massachusetts, Virginia, Connecticut, but rather the allegiance was to the United States of America and the Constitution. And that's that. So there was a couple of purposes. There's a couple of things going on, but one of which has to do with actually creating a nation out of these 13 disparate teeny little states. And I think that we'll kind of wrap up the oath situation with that. And there's, as I mentioned previously, Greg, Frank has a new book coming out in about 8 weeks in April. And it's all about leadership. And I was pleased and honored to be part of a contribution of one of the chapters. But I think it's worthwhile for people to understand what Frank's book is going to be about. And then in April, maybe we'll come back and we'll talk about that in detail. But Frank, tell people about your book.
Pastor Greg and Dave, honored to be on your show. The book is called Command Presence, Increase Your Influence. So essentially, I wanted to tell my story, but take away kind of the lessons, break out the lessons of what I've learned, you know, being a fire officer in one of the toughest neighborhoods in America, winning and prevailing in a case in the United States Supreme Court, going all the way to excoriating Senate hearings, testifying against Sonia Sotomayor at her confirmation hearing. And what I realized is everyday Americans are doing extraordinary things. And a lot of times the kind of secrets and the power plays are protected. And I wanted that individual that runs for the school board, that mom that runs for the school board the first time, to be kind of equipped with some of the lessons that I learned the hard way, because at some point, if you're going to be in a position of leadership, whether it's on the fire ground or the school board, at some point you're going to be in front of a judge, in front of a camera, or in front of a room full of people that don't agree with you. And this book kind of takes you through the tactics of how do you handle yourself in those situations. And Dave, I was honored to have you willing to come on board to talk about the Constitution, because it's so important. And those principles that were in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution as the structure of how we apply those principles are actually very important. To tell a quick story that I have in the book that Pastor Greg, I think you'll enjoy. There's a poem about Lexington and Concord by Emerson. And it talks about the Bedford flag, which was America's first flag that was ever, it was a military flag, but it was the flag of the militia that flew at when the British first engaged the colonists for the shot heard around the world. But this flag, you think, would have been held in such high esteem that it would have been, you know, what it meant to those militia people who put their lives on the line for America. But it only took one generation for that flag to be found by Nathan, the flag bearer's granddaughter. She took the flag and she cut the fringe off the flag to put it on a dress. So the moral of this story is, it goes right back to oaths. If we don't teach, not indoctrinate, if we don't teach and educate individuals on what the Constitution means, what oaths mean, we could lose it in one generation, just as Nathan's granddaughter lost the meaning of the flag and actually cut the fringe off one of the most historical flags in American history. So this book breaks down tactics. I am assuming that I know your listeners have a great heart, and they're already coming, hopefully, to this book with, you know, being a great person and trying to do the right thing. This book breaks down tactics on how they could just be a little bit better at what they're trying to accomplish.
So very quickly, where do they go to that they could pre-order? Can they pre-order the book, and where do they go to do that?
They can't pre-order the book yet. It's going to be released in Indianapolis at FDIC, but I will get you that information when it comes out, and I'd be honored to come back on your show.
And we will be happy to have you back on the program. We greatly appreciate it. Frank, thanks so much for being with us today. David, thank you for helping us walk through this very important thing. And one final thing we want to reemphasize: in the 9th and the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, powers belong to the state, rights belong to the individual, and it's so important that we are enforcing our rights, especially in this day and hour. And until we get back to God and understand that our rights come from Him, therefore, when we enforce our rights, we stand with God. That is the higher ground. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two, straight ahead.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.